You're live again.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live again. All right. Moving on to presentations. Candy McLernan.
I live on 513B, 3rd Avenue South. And since we've moved there, we started playing disc golf. Something completely different. You guys will be happy to hear. This is my second 2-year term as president of the Pleasure Island Disc Golf Club. The club was initially formed when several of our founding members, who we have some here, made an agreement with the town to build, maintain, and continue to improve a disc golf course at Central Leagues Park. It began in 2009 and the course opened in 2011. We knew back then how this sport would grow, and our club has grown from those founding members who had about 25 a year to over 100 last year. We have some statistics for you about our course that Bill would like to share with you.
You have that handout. UDisc is an app that we use on our phones to keep track of our score. And these statistics are all from UDisc. So in 2022, there were 4,484 rounds played by 856 unique players at Joey's Park. And then they did a study in 2021 where they figured out that about 1 in 5 rounds are scored on UDisc. So there, if you multiply these numbers by 5, you get maybe a closer to actual figure of how many players. So about 22,000 rounds of play and maybe 4,300 people. Unique people playing at Jones Park in 2022. And then the graph below is, again, the statistics are from UDisc, so you can multiply those numbers by 5, but it just shows you that during the year, the level of play stays about the same. In fact, April and October are the biggest months. June, July, and August are actually the lowest months. It's too hot, people are too busy going to the beach, but it's a steady year-round sport. And then lastly, for my statistics, somebody told me now there's 58,000 people in North Carolina who are registered with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Anybody, you know, to be a pro to register, everybody can register. And then lastly, I have these some of the course reviews. That's what's on your second page. There are 101 course reviews in UDisc, and what Candy will talk about some more in a bit is of these 11, which is 10%, mention the quality of the tee pads and some other things. So I'll cut it there and let Candy get back to that.
So as you can see, disc golf is not a destination sport. It's like ball golf. You travel the world to experience unique courses, layouts, and locales and towns surrounding them. The town of Leland has recognized the value of the sport and is funding construction of a new 18-hole course to replace the 9-hole one that was at Founders Park. And Elizabethtown is another example of a town that recognizes the value of disc golf by handling installation and maintenance of their course and not having the need for volunteers. The purpose of our organization is not just to gather and enjoy the camaraderie of playing a sport together, but raise money for our course improvements, for charities in the region, as well as supporting locals in need. We are a 501c organization. We've raised money several times over the course of our existence, from having tournaments to help a member who had cancer and needed help with medical costs, to a rummage sale to support St. Jude. You might remember it was in the Island Gazette about the little boy Jacob who had autism who ended up in the hospital at Chapel Hill. We had a tournament and raised $5,000 to assist his family. One of our own members, Ben, had a horrific accident at work, and while he was in a coma, we raised another $5,000 to help with his bills. And we are happy that now Ben is actually here with us. He is my new vice president and sport of disc golf. With the help of disc golf and the support of his doctor, saying it's helping his rehabilitation. Our members have also helped tournaments to raise money for Cape Fear River Watch, Spy Watch. This last year, our tournament was, we had our first professional sanctioned by the Professional Disc Golf Association. It put us on the map, which you see from the statistics that Bill has. We are now known as a course to come and see. Our club is growing. We're looking at hosting at least 3, possibly more tournaments this year, which will draw players from all over the state and benefiting local businesses. One of our tournaments that we're going to hold this one is the Throw Pink organization. It supports women recovering from breast cancer, encouraging all women to get out and play and get fit. They've supported us in the past with donating stuff for us to raise money for course improvements, and so we would like to do a fundraiser for them this year. This year we also like to plan with our local restaurants, Jack Max and Dora Freddy's, to provide food for these tournaments. We have upward of 74 people at a time in a tournament. We can go up to 90-some on Joe Week's course. Our course generates some revenue from by whole sponsors for the town, with $300 for initial sign sponsorship and $50 per year each year after that, which covers the upkeep of the course lines every year. So we're not costing the town any money. The only thing we would like to ask of you, our town council, is some assistance with parking for the first Sunday of each month. The first Sunday of each month, we go out, we play around, we unlock the baskets, we move the baskets, we play a second round. That takes way more than 3 hours. It takes most of the day by the time we do that. Some people in the meantime will go out and get food while other people are working on it. The days we do maintenance, we will play around, move the baskets, and then go out and reset tee pads and, you know, remove debris, and, you know, keep general upkeep of the course. And it's really hard if you're across all the way back on Old Pike trying to get back to your car to move it within that 3 hour period. We know of no other course on public land where people have to pay for parking, and I've had many people contact me as president of the club concerned about having to pay to play. It's noted as an issue on that you'll see it in the issue on UDISC. We have had and continue to have a great relationship with the Recreation Department, Nikki and Sean, and our club has provided many improvements upon their approval. We fixed damaged benches, repaired broken signs, and hopefully we'll get approval to install new safer tee pads. As again, once we get here from Matsu, we've been in the process for 8 months listing the safety problems with our tee pads, and we'd like to add additional baskets so we don't have to keep moving them every month and change, so we'd have 2 full layouts for our course. And we will hopefully add the experience for visiting players and hopefully make our course a must-see experience. So we're aware the town can provide a coach to relieve our club of having to worry about paying for parking only during that first Sunday of each month. That's our maintenance days, that's our changing basket days. Like I said, it would only be for the first Sunday of each month, and we would appreciate any assistance in this matter that the council will give us. And that's all we're asking of the town. We don't want much more. We raise all our own money to do all the improvements to the course. So if we could just get some help with that parking, that would be great. We did come in May and had a similar request, and we were just hoping that maybe you can think about it and give us a hand.
I'd like to ask you a question or two, sure, Candy, if I can, and then we'll take it under advisement. We'll look at it because we do have a good relationship. And you do your fair share to maintain that area. How many people are in your club? Did you say 95?
No, we had over 100 last year. And right now we just started selling tags for this year. So, you know, usually it takes a couple months to get up to that number.
So in general, 100 people, 120?
We have gone from what we started back when Spider-Man started, 25, to last year I was really proud, we broke 100. We were I don't know the exact number, but probably
okay. So are most of those folks from Curie Beach and Carolina Beach?
There's a lot on the island. I don't have the exact numbers right now, but they're all pretty local to get here because we play every single Sunday on various courses, particularly the first Sunday is at KB. And so we rotate throughout the area playing, but Curie Beach is our home course.
Okay. The reason I asked you that is because we do have the town program.
Right. My car is paid for.
Right. And this year, if council approves it later, the Carolina Beach folks will also be able to do that.
We're very excited to hear about that.
So, for the same price, by the way. So, we'll consider things under advisement. We'll take a look at what the parking program can do, and we'll see if we can take care of that.
Can I say one more little thing?
Yes, sure.
If our club was small, say just the residents, I don't think we'd be able to generate the revenue and be able to hold these tournaments that we do. So that's why we rely on the whole island community and even people over the bridge to come and give us a hand.
Right. I think that the my other question would be, and this is just to fairly represent the people who would be furnishing this, and you're one of them, right, if we get to that point, do all the people stay for maintenance?
All right, well, not usually, but I've instituted being president now that maintenance happens to be on a play day, and we work before we play, so they have to stay and work now. So
well, you're clever. I could probably use some advice from you for here.
Yeah, I surprised him with that one. Our last workday, I was like, yeah, you're not playing until we clean up the course and, you know, do our repairs.
Okay. All right. Gentlemen, do you have any questions?
No, sir.
No.
Okay.
Well, thank you for,
thank you for your presentation. Moving on to committee business, Bike Ped, Mo, anything to report?
As a creative, I'm actually envisioning these gorgeous pickleball courts and the disc golf with the bike path going back. They don't even have to drive a car. Reel me back in. Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, Commissioners, staff, and guests. I was not at the meeting last month because I was celebrating the holiday with my California kids. However, that evening, as soon as the audio was available, I broke away and I listened to the meeting. I heard the comments of my neighbors. I listened to council's discussion regarding the grant for the feasibility study. I did notice some confusion because the grant program is for paved trail feasibility studies, laying the foundation for more detailed design and accessing funding. This grant is for a feasibility study of a paved greenway, multi-use path, and sidewalks only. It will not take into consideration residential streets where motorized vehicles operate. Greenways and multi-use paths are specifically corridors to create safety for pedestrians, people on bikes, babies in strollers, people in wheelchairs, basically human-powered mobility, such as biking, walking, or rolling. According to Andrew Meeker, North Carolina coordinator for the East Coast Greenway, the feasibility study is an information gathering process and doesn't commit the town to anything. The study will include engagement with residents and integrate that feedback into the study recommendations. That will be the appropriate time for my neighbors to voice their concerns. However, yesterday, we welcomed them to our bike committee meeting, where we gave them as much time as needed to talk. There are many pieces to this puzzle, and we hope to find a compromise to create safety for all residents, businesses, and visitors. You have a copy of our strategic plan, updated with full names of committee members, as Commissioner Ellen requested. We are working on a plan to present at the retreat in February. We are also working on a plan for beautification of the Spot Lane Connector with North Carolina Wildlife Federation and the Arboretum, hopefully incorporating some native plants and asking the neighbor with the borrowed landscape to join in the meeting. She has agreed. Thank you to Public Works for installing our signs. Our committee work seems like baby steps. Crosswalks and the interchange at K and Fort Fisher are in the works, mostly covered by NCDOT grant money or money given by North Carolina State. It is all a slow process, but we are dedicated to fulfill our mission, to assist the Town Council of Curry Beach in the planning, funding, development, and implementation of facilities and programs that will result in the increased safety and use of bicycle and pedestrian travel as a significant and beneficial mode of transportation and recreation, embracing innovation and being environmentally and socially responsible. Any questions?
No. No, I think I like my comment that we owe this committee a debt of gratitude for our hard work for the traffic garden we did back in our 75th anniversary, and also for the continued work that the committee is doing and the willingness to listen yesterday to our citizens. Thank you, Mo. Committee.
Yep.
I think some of our committee members are here. Y'all, committee members,
Steve.
Right? We got Steve, Candy, we got some of our committee members. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all.
When you sit up here, it's not that easy, Mo.
You're absolutely correct. I learned that
lesson. So, but yeah, I thought yesterday's meeting was quite good for a lot of reasons. And you are aware we are doing the feasibility or we're going for the grant money for the study. Mm-hmm. So that's a fact. Thank you, Community Center Committee. Just a celebration of what was done, and I know they're looking at a variety of items. So, okay, Historical Preservation Commission. I think the chairman, Craig Galbraith, was here, but...
Byron's
right. Oh, I'm sorry.
We had our first hearing this month, and we did recommend moving forward.
Okay. Now, that hearing, was that for the... The motel, I guess, down by the pier?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the recommendation is to move forward with that?
Yes.
Okay.
There is not a recommendation. There was an application for a certificate of appropriateness, and it was granted.
It was granted. All right. Good. Then we have a happy committee and a happy citizen.
That's right.
That's good. Land Use Plan Committee, I guess we're finished with that pretty much.
Yeah, we are. That needs to be taken off.
Yeah, we need to take...
Well, were we going to leave that on, Mandy, until they actually CAMA actually approved it?
The final, yes.
Yeah, we're going to leave it on. We don't have CAMA approval yet.
Oh. What are they waiting for?
They got time to read it. They're having to read it.
It takes a minute.
Okay. All right. Marketing committee, Dirk.
Guys and gals are, I don't see Dirk here.
He did email me. He's out of town. He has no update for this month.
Okay.
And our next meeting is next Tuesday, and the Curie Beach meeting will be with the
TDA.
TDA.
Okay. All right. Parking committee. What remains of the parking committee did meet in this last month, and we're going to give recommendations to the town this evening on the parking program. That'll be later on in the agenda under old business. Planning and Zoning Commission?
No report.
Nope. Well, no, nothing else, Byron?
Report. We had an organizational meeting, and Mr. Ashbridge is the new chairman of PZ.
Right. Welcome.
Congratulations.
Good luck. Shoreline access and beach protection?
Just report that Shoreline Access and Beach Protection also elected a new chairperson, and that is Rick Jackson, who was not able to make it this evening. But we have a new chairperson.
All right. Okay. Stormwater Committee?
No updates at this time. The town is still, the state has still not approved our proposal for modifying our plan. Our next meeting, we're polling the committee to see if it can be February the 2nd, I believe, right?
February 2nd at 5 p.m.
We're waiting to see if everyone's available.
Okay.
We should have something in February.
All right. Then we'll move on to department head business. And we'll start with Mandy, administration.
I have no updates.
All right. Building inspection department, John.
Council. We just had a legislative hearing about an hour and a half ago on these text amendments that you have before you for Chapter 15 and 11. I'm happy to go through each one if you'd like to. Bottom line, we're trying to clean up some of the ordinances, and you're probably going to get some more in the near future as I go through them slowly. These changes will help me do my job in a more effective manner, and I recommend their approval. And I'm available for any questions that you may have.
So 151840, which is about the reduced size lots, less than 5,000 square feet. So what happens to them now? That was all deleted. So if a smaller than 5,000 square foot lot with a structure on it gets damaged, what's the rebuild process? Is it somewhere else and I just don't know where it is?
There are other ordinances that pertain to that. So it's 5,000, that's a legally non-conforming lot.
Right.
And in all instances, you can still build a single family residence on it. It just has to meet the current setbacks.
So you could build a tiny home or something, right?
15 feet wide, which you're
right.
Looking at.
Yes, right.
And, as always, nonconformity also has a language in there about being destroyed by a natural disaster. If the property owner wishes to replace a building that's been destroyed by a natural disaster, hurricane, fire, car runs through it,
right.
They can build it back exactly the way it is currently.
Okay. I just want to make sure I understood that because I saw that deleted and I wasn't sure if it was still somewhere else. But that's the only question I have.
Okay, and there are a few old timers who do have those.
I think how many do we have, John, that are like less than 50, like 25 by 100, I think? I know there's at least four that I know of, but I think there's more than that.
Probably around 30.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot more than you think there are in town. Mm-hmm. That's all I was asking. Okay. Yeah. I have no other questions, sir.
Any other questions?
No.
If not, I'll accept the motion to accept the changes.
I make a motion we approve the proposed amendments to Chapter 15 and Chapter 11.
I'll second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
You need to take an opportunity to review the proposed consistency statement.
Yes.
Take a vote on that.
Yeah. So, looking at the acceptance statement, mm-hmm. the consistency statement, if there are no questions, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. Motion we approve the planning and zoning consistency statement presented by PNZ that says it is consistent with our comprehensive land use plan.
I'd ask you to withdraw that motion. This
okay.
consistency statement is the product of council, so you're adopting the proposed council Sorry. Consistency statement.
Well, I was looking at it as read, how it's written, but okay. I withdraw my motion and make a motion that council approve a consistency statement.
Second.
We have okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. You got it, John. Thank you. Thank you and the team and the counselor for putting that together.
Yes, sir.
Finance Department.
I'll just give one quick update. We're in the middle of our implementing our new financial software. The last week and a half have been difficult. We're progressing well, so potentially even by the end of this week, we may have convert over to the new system. For everything except utility billing, that's on a timeline for maybe April or May. But there's still a few things to work out, and so if not the end of this week, it'll probably be sometime next week that we have to convert everything over.
Does it also do payroll, or is that outside and it just feeds into your system?
Yeah, it's just going to feed in. We're going to continue to use a third party for payroll processing.
Yeah, actually, we'll run both for a while, right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, we've converted over all the data so far through December 31st.
Okay.
So we just have to do one more conversion when we actually have everything up to date, everything's ready to go. We'll convert through that day. So the January data will need to be converted in the system, and then we're ready to go.
Okay. This new system is going to provide us a lot more customer service base opportunities for our residents and
yeah. Once the utility billing module is put in, there'll be the ability to get online bill, ability for direct bill pay, So it's going to be a lot of different features that we can upgrade this. Our other software was extremely outdated and susceptible to a lot of problems. We've had many problems over the last couple of years with different things, so this was definitely needed at this point.
Would direct bill pay be more efficient than how we're doing it now as far as the cost to the citizen? Less yes. expensive.
Yeah, right? it will be. Yes.
Okay, excellent.
And also, anyway, that if we get a lot of citizens that take electronic billing, that will definitely reduce our printing and mailing costs. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we will have a complete system, take us a little bit out of the Stone Age into the modern world. I would like to know, it's a small department, I would like to know how many extra hours we've been putting in, if you'd please let me know, Arlen, so I can discuss it with council.
I can do that.
All right. Thank you.
It's a lot. That's good. Thank you.
Yep. Fire department. Okay.
Ed's had a family emergency and he's had to leave early, so he's not here.
Oh, okay. Police department, Mike is in training, so he is not here this evening, but I know he's working avidly on his budget. Public Works Department, what you got, Jimmy?
Good afternoon, Council. A few months ago, we had applied for an AIA grant for asset inventory assessment. We were approved by the grant. That was only sent out, what, RFQ, is that what it's called?
Yeah, request for quote.
And then we had one reply, which was engineering services. So I'm asking Council to let me work with the lawyer. An attorney this afternoon, well, this week, and go ahead and move on with this and get a contract through engineering services for the grant.
Just one comment on that. What we've received were, in RFQ, you don't negotiate price. You get the qualification statement mm-hmm. based on the number and the quality of the responses. You then negotiate with that person. So. I agree with Jimmy that it's and they were the only responses we
yes,
got.
Sir. Mm-hmm.
Same outfit for heat from the water and the sewer.
Yes, sir. There'll be two different grants, $150,000 each.
So it's okay to negotiate with them, but that's where we're at now to negotiate and form a contract. And I'm sure we could have it ready in February, or if you all want it, or I don't know about the budget retreat, we could try.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something we can approve for you to poll, Council?
I'm sorry, can you do what now?
If you and the Public Works Director work with them to meet your requirements, can Council just be polled for that so we can move forward?
No, because it's a contract. We don't know the price and,
okay.
and transparency and all that kind of
okay.
thing.
Okay.
But we'll try. We'll prioritize it.
Okay, thank you. We just like to get on it because now's the time to do assessments versus in the middle of July when Jimmy's team is really tied up.
Do you need a motion or consensus?
I'd ask Jimmy to go ahead. You've got contacts with that outfit?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and give us some proposals, separate for water and separate for sewer.
Okay.
Not, you know, have them send a proposal, what it's going to cost, with how they want to do it, and then we can put together our contract.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll streamline everything as they want it anyway. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm with you.
So just a consensus from council instructing us to go forward and negotiate and form a contract.
Considering we only got one proposal, I think.
That's yeah. Okay. So, gentlemen, you agree?
I agree.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Get them and send it to me.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Recreation Department.
No updates this evening, sir.
Do we have a film coming?
They film Tuesday morning.
Okay.
They were gone by the time I rode by there. They were already,
already done.
Yeah.
Okay. Old business. Mr. Oliver.
Okay, I was waiting on you to say something. Mayor and Council, last month we approved to move forward with a applying for a feasibility study grant through the NCDOT. Part of that is a resolution, and the email that I sent to everybody, the grant proposal did not give us the opportunity to be a co-applicant with the East Coast Greenway, who's doing the part from the town beach, Curry Beach town limits to the ferry landing. So East Coast Greenway is actually the organization that applied for the grant. Everything that we discussed last month was in the proposal. You've got a resolution before you. That's resolution R2301 that it just says Curry Beach supports the East Coast Greenway application to the North Carolina Department of Transportation for the Integrated Mobility Division Feasibility Study Grant Program. And it's to complete a feasibility study for the Pleasure Island Greenway to Fort Fisher. I'll be glad to take any questions or anything. This is exactly what we talked about last month. Mm-hmm. They just give us the ability to adopt these resolutions after the date of that the application had to be submitted. So,
okay.
I'll make a motion that we accept, that we approve this resolution by reference.
I'll second.
Y'all had a chance to look at it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So you have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, discussion on the 2023 parking program. Mandy, can you put up the parking considerations? Okay. Finance, administration, Commissioner Panicali and I met this last month. After previously meeting with the with Premium Parking, and we considered a variety of things in our parking program, some things recommended by Premium, some things recommended by staff, some things where we thought we might have had issues last year that we can improve on this year. So just going down through the list quickly, we took a look at daily hourly rates. Because when you look at this, you have to actually consider the program in its entirety, not for an individual specific item. So we looked at daily and hourly rates. We looked at the Carolina Beach, Curry Beach program. We looked at the kiosk identification complaints that we had in the past. We looked at increased labor costs to maintain some of the people we kept turning people over last year who were doing the enforcement. Cutoff date for purchase of guest passes was discussed, Carolina Beach guest passes and others. Rethink the pickup spaces and potential reducing of hours that we had on the south side of K Street. We had, during COVID, we had 30-minute pickup free. We don't have any restaurants actually providing takeout now. Other than Happy Hippie. So we looked at the expansion of dates, expansion of the season, expansion of the hours, adding temporary holiday pay parking spaces. Big question here is where, because on big holidays, we don't have enough spaces, and normally we have more than enough spaces. So we looked at that. We looked at increased violation fees, based on what was going on. We looked at shared ticket revenue with Premium. We looked at increase transaction fees with Premium. We looked at location of handicapped spaces, our business owner program, golf cart spaces, and signage. So in aggregate, we tried to tie all of this together for our program. If you'd go to the next page, the parking points. This is what the recommendations were for council's consideration and or questions. The discussion was, one of the things that we did have to consider is, year over year, we had a significant, we did have significant income. We did have a little less income than we did the previous year. We did have pipes running down the beach through the middle of June, May and June. We did have, in July, we only had one Saturday, one weekend day that did not rain. We know that because they keep score, so they can compare year on year. So we had a great year. Problem was, premium did not have a great year. Our costs with them went down. We had committed our monies to the startup. So they actually did not have a year where they made more. And that, since the transaction fee is the only place they get their money, the rest of the money is a percent of growth. And there was no growth. So, with all that in mind, we came up with the potential. We had a duration of April to September. The discussion recommending was we go from March 15th to October 15th, basically spring to middle of October. Day hours from 5 to 6 o'clock, and 8 to 6 versus 8 to 5. The thought there was that for the locals and the people who pay for town parking, it'll give you an extra hour to get into the restaurants before the rest of the folks show up. That might be an upside. It also would prevent some of the massive influx of folks we have for the second shift of people on the beach when our lifeguards are leaving. So a little bit of safety thought behind that as well. Rates per hour. We believe that we should keep the rates per hour even though the people around us are raising. Enforcement. We have a $35 enforcement fee. Our recommendation was that enforcement go to $40 with $2.50 of that $5 increase if you get a ticket would go to premium. Resident program fee.
So what does premium get now or previously?
Nothing.
Nothing from enforcement?
Nothing from enforcement. Even though they are the enforcer.
So they're encouraging them to write more tickets. Okay.
Actually, the program that we do run with them is not to hassle the locals.
Well, but I mean,
yeah, but if they're
there's
wrong,
no incentive.
Yeah.
You're adding an incentive, right? So
well,
I just want to understand
true.
Incentives.
So resident program fee, same, $20 a car, two cars after that. If you need more, they'd be $100. Business program fee, the same, $20, two cars. Worker program fee, last year we reduced it from 100 to 75, we'd keep it at 75. The guest program fee, the recommendation was, since we are the only town that's going to have a guest program fee, to take our fee from 200 to 225.
Do we know how many of those we had last year?
Last year, was it 200 and...
I forgot the exact number, but it was over 200.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just interested. Thanks.
So, Carolina Beach, I have talked to Lynn Barbie. Our recommendation was that we would allow them one pass for $20 per household. And... Lynn took that to his council. They had no trouble with that. They understand that we have different programs. They view us as an upside that many of our families will buy so we can use the restaurants and the entertainment down there. So they're going to allow us more than one pass, but we are only going to allow them one pass.
Did they say
if
how
we
many?
Approve it.
Was did they say how many? Just for interest? Did Carolina Beach say how many?
As many,
how
many as you want.
Oh, really?
He and I were in a marketing meeting, or I mean the Chamber of Commerce meeting today, and he talked about that specific line, and he says, I don't have a problem, I, the mayor, don't have a problem with one per household, nor does our council, but we'll give you all as many as you want to buy.
Wow, okay. That's awesome.
Well, that's the current policy in Carolina Beach. They
right.
can Carolina Beach residents can buy as many passes as they want.
Yes, the same. We're playing by the same rules. They are.
Okay. Well, not quite, because we're not allowing them two. We're allowing them one.
Yeah.
Well, we have a limited number of spaces.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And that was really the what Lynn said. We understand you have like one third the space as we do.
Right.
So.
Right.
And you have an over the bridge.
Yeah. Okay.
Contingent
That's awesome.
As well.
I think everyone will like that.
Handicap. Free in marked spaces, we leave that the same. Golf cart parking, the same number of spaces as previously in the same spots. 7th Street parking, we were still going to go with the 3-hour free parking, keep that the same. Street paint signs, we'd have to redo them if we do change the hours and the rates. That's going to be tape, professional tape, not ugly tape.
Mm-hmm.
Painter tape on there.
Right. K Avenue. 2-hour rate and pickup. We have 15 spaces on the south side. 5 of those were free pickup spaces. The other spaces were 10 2-hour spaces, $3 each. Our thought is that we take the free spaces for pickup down to 2 in front of Happy Hippie, because that's part of their business. They're in and out. And the other spaces, we just expand the 2-hour parking at $3 an hour.
No, I think that's good. Because I think they were empty a lot. That's smart.
Yeah.
But they were empty a lot.
They were empty.
Is there a way to get Happy Hippie to put a sign out there and then they take them in? You know, so at 12?
Well, we can talk to them about that. I'm sure they'd be happy to do something like that.
Yeah.
We'll have the signs.
We can put the tape on. It says, hey, it's pickup 10 to 12 or 8 to 12, whatever.
Yeah.
So registration process using workshops, like in the past, Mandy has said she'd be happy to do the same. And frankly, there's an awful lot of personal support that comes out of our administration group. Premium staff pay. This is the thought here, and that's driving some of the changes in the up in cost, is to add $1 to their hourly pay, which is minimum, so that we don't keep turning folks. Probably spend that much in the new hat and shirt and shorts. And then the transaction fee, their request was to take the transaction fee up a nickel to 50 cents. That would not affect the people in town because they evidently would be part, if they buy their pass, they don't have to worry about any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So any of the elements in here you want to discuss, or you want to discuss it differently, or do you have any ideas, or is this look like sound practice? Let's open it to debate.
I got a couple questions. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When Mayor Barbie and I were talking this morning regarding enforcement, he said they tried and it worked for them, that if you, you know, instead of going, the jargon he was using, instead of saying, okay, the fee is $50. If you don't pay it in 2 weeks, it goes up to $75.
Mm-hmm.
They found that if you say the fee is $60, and if you pay it in a week, it's $45. They really did good, giving a negative incentive, if you will.
I think you're right, John. I talked to him. They were a $100 ticket, and you may be more correct because you had the more recent discussion with them. But it was my understanding if you paid within 24 hours, they cut it in half.
Okay. We didn't get into numbers.
Okay.
We're just
so
throwing numbers out.
$100, if you paid it right away, would be $50.
I think
if you paid it within a week, it was $75.
From my wife's experience, that's the truth.
Yeah. And if you paid within a week, it was $75. If you made...
I paid the 50. I paid the half price.
And you were happy about it.
And I'm very happy about it. With one side of it.
Yeah, I was going to say you should have been happy.
So, from our perspective, when people do get a ticket, they would pay $40 plus the full day fee of $20. So it's a $60 charge, but it's charging them for the day's parking and a $40 ticket. I don't know what their $100 does. I don't know if that's if they what their content of that is. Any other questions, John?
No.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, just a couple. Do we have any idea of what additional revenue that 15 days on each end is going to give us, or that additional 30 days? I mean, is it...
The thought, I guess, I think it was around 50,000.
Yeah, I think we did have a... Yeah.
The estimate was $50,000.
Okay. I know it's only an estimate. And the additional hour...
They actually had recommended we, as well as our police department, recommended we go to 8 o'clock. But I don't think that's going to help our businesses.
I think that's one of the things that makes us our system work is the fact that we have a limited season and that we stopped at 5 o'clock.
So do I. Well, and that's all the business owners appreciated both of those, right?
Now, and I appreciate that input. I would mention this from perspective of trying to think it through, and that is that since everybody on the island can buy a pass for $20,
well, that's going to be
it shouldn't matter if it's 6 o'clock. It's the people who will be coming off the island who would be impacted by this. With the potential that would it impact the businesses for the hour? I don't know.
My next comment was going to be that should be balanced out because the Caroline Beach folks can purchase a pass.
Right.
Where we didn't have it before. But that I have a little bit of a heartburn with the 6 o'clock. One other question, Craig. Did we talk about that guest program fee? Even trying to limit the number we sell. I know last year we were concerned that with Carolina Beach's program of not allowing over the bridge folks to buy passes, that it would increase our number of annual passes. And
I would mention we talked about it ad nauseum actually, and we felt that. The only way to do that would be to set not a number, but a date.
Okay.
Right? So that you could, because if 300 comes through the door and 301's behind him and he says, let me open the door for you, right, you got a problem. So the only point that we made was we would keep an eye on it, and if we felt like last year.
We can always adjust it.
We can always say we have to close that program.
Okay.
Well, did we feel like we had too many last year? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we talked about it. Some
you
of
were
us
worried about
at
it.
One time we talked about.
Right.
Was there a concern that we were selling too many? But we never got to the point of bringing it to council or anything like that.
Yeah, we did.
Do you remember what the number was, Arlen? Was it 300? Slightly more than 300, because I remember I asked him, I want to know when we get to 300, and the final number was like. I don't know, 312, something like that.
Okay.
But I think we never got to the point where there was concern last year.
Yeah.
The thought was that Carolina Beach had done away with their rents, I guess, for non-residents, and we thought we were going to get a significant increase in demand.
Right.
We did get an increase, but nothing to raise any red flags at this point.
Right. Well, I think the other thing is those people that buy those come in the middle of the week when it's not a problem anyway.
They don't come on weekends. It's encouraging.
No, if you're closed, you're like, why would I go down there on the weekend? And I'm buying it so I can go on a Tuesday afternoon early.
And frankly, you're
paying... And I don't blame them.
No, I don't blame them.
You're paying, $20 a day for 11 days?
Yeah, right.
In part for the whole season. So, sure. I mean, it might sound like a big number, but the value on it is pretty significant.
Okay. I'm fine.
So, David, any questions on any of this stuff?
Well, I think I'm with Alan a little bit about the 6 p.m. I like that we were 5 p.m., and I understand, I wish Ed and Mike Bowden were here to kind of comment on this. I know that was kind of a concern from the department heads, but it did allow people to get down and actually get on the beach for an hour or two without paying for parking if they really, really had an issue with that. And then, kind of similar with the duration, the fishermen in the first part of the spring in March and starting early in October, I mean, that's where we got April and September originally, right? So it's, right. Both of them are expanding the program. And then just my last point, I don't know that I have hard concerns, but we just need to monitor this enforcement because you're putting a huge incentive to the company to work on writing tickets. And if people feel like they're waiting till the very minute and then, you know, because in their system, they can see, I think, I don't know, but I would assume they can see that, okay, or they could change their system. Okay, that car expires in 15 minutes. So instead of going all the way down and checking all the rest of them, they're going to circle back around in 15 minutes and 1 second, and then boom. Which, I mean, that's part of the deal, so I don't know if that's bad or not, but it's just understand the incentive.
Can I ask a question about the enforcement thing? My department primarily handles parking, like the complaints, the passes and all of that that comes in. Currently, we have a working relationship with Premium. If something was truly a mistake, we can get it taken care of and get it remedied. And there's been times I've come to you guys and needed help with a parking complaint or issue. How is that going to limit that for us? Are they going to say, sorry, we can't do anything about that? I mean, do we still have a say in some of the issues that may arise? I mean, one example is we clearly help someone enter their information, and something happened with the plate number. They got a new plate, like within literally a couple of days of us selling them their parking pass, and then they got a ticket. So we were able to call and say, we helped them. They got a new plate in 2 days. They didn't realize that was going to happen. You know, I mean, that was clearly a mistake. Are we going to have that ability to work with them?
Yeah, I don't, you know, when we talked with them, and, you know, I don't see any change in the relationship that we're having with them. In that particular instance, I mean, they are trying and they're using us as the model. They're struggling to get more business, and they want to keep us.
Okay.
Right? They desperately want to keep us as a client because they're trying to expand, and they've lost out a couple of contracts recently for whatever reasons. And so I think we're their shining star. And so I think they're going to do whatever they can. I there may be some incentive to write more tickets.
Yeah,
but I don't think if we notice that there's a huge uptick in ticket writing, then I think we can talk with them and we can say, look, what's going on here? You've got a 20% increase in tickets you're writing. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I just think it's on us to pay attention to that. Yes. I just want to highlight the incentive.
Yeah.
I'm fine with where we are. My preference will be we stay with the April, September, but I'm okay either way. So however council moves out.
I was going to say, you know, I mean, all of these points are open for discussion, negotiation. I mean,
well, I think what you guys did with Carolina Beach, all the citizens are going to be happy. I got stopped today when I was walking to ask if we were going to support that. I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure we are. Yeah. So the other things, I'm okay with. That's just my points on them, but I'm okay.
Have we had any conversation with our businesses about expanding the...
No, we haven't. We have not.
I just say it was heartburn. I didn't say it was.
No. That's quite right. Look, what would you guys? What would you feel most comfortable with?
Add the duration and cut the hour back to 5:15.
I just make one comment about the hour. Adding the hour on. You could actually help the businesses in a way because right now you have people coming in just for a couple hours, most likely not going to the restaurant but to go to the beach.
Right.
They're going to take the spots that are right there by the businesses.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean,
and if our locals and with our neighbors buy the pass, it's not going to affect them.
The way I figure it, I might actually be able to get into Jack Max and the other restaurants, you know, during the summer, if I go a little earlier. But
no, like I said, I'm fine. I mean, John had his opinion. I'm fine with the proposal. I just want to highlight it. I think.
Yeah. Are you okay with the timing? 15th to the 15th. Would you rather go 15th to the end of September? I mean, I think starting in spring is okay.
Yeah.
I might say I could feel a little bit of agita, if that's a term, right? That, you know, for the fishermen in October, because we've always been a blue-collar fishing community. Mm-hmm. And we do have our local shore fishing
tournament,
right? Tournament at that time. It's in October, early October, I believe.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's a good middle ground.
I think that's a compromise.
March 15th to September 30th.
Okay.
Right, 30, 31.
Okay, so that's the recommendation. March 15th to September 30th, hold on to 6 o'clock. All the rest.
Just monitor. I'm fine with everything else.
All right. Yeah, I'm fine with everything else.
Yep. I make a motion with that one change we approve as proposed if discussion's over.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, gentlemen, we have our 2023 parking program. Mandy, we may have to take a look at how you're going to support the people from Carolina Beach coming in for passes. I don't know if I should expect a lot of those or not.
I think you will.
I think we'll have.
There's a lot of Freddy's people. I mean, I think we'll, and Jack people.
There'll be a lot of people for pickleball, a lot of people for the all that stuff. There's stuff going on at Joe Hicks Park.
Yep.
Now we left that at 3 hours, and for the church, church on the boardwalk. Of course, Sunday morning is still free. Except not down there.
No, not the boardwalk. Is to talk to Carolina Beach and see how they're planning to verify our residents. And we're just going to follow the same suit. I mean, it's going to be a property bill, a tax bill, or a water bill. There's no other way. Right. They're not going to be able to come in here and say, oh, I live in Carolina Beach. I can't print your water bill. I can't. You're going to have to bring that to
us. And you're going to have to track all the addresses. And you're going to have to track all the addresses to make sure you don't get more than one. And an address, because it's only one per address.
But it's going to be registered in the car, so then you're going to have to verify the car is.
No, I think it's just one per address.
It's just the address.
Just the address. Okay.
Well, actually, the way they verify it is they do verify. You bring in your owner's card with your address and your license number.
So that's where you need
right,
to call.
Right, but ours is different because you've got kids. You've got people whose cars are not in their name, and it's in a business name and doesn't have an owner's name. So the vehicle registration is not good. So we'll have to do property.
Okay. So however you would like to do it, Mandy, we'll do it that way. We're going to do it that way.
Well, we got to communicate that to help her out, right?
We got to communicate to our citizens, too. Yeah.
Sure.
We didn't really talk about the request from the disc golf people again.
So I think 3-hour parking is fine. I mean, what they don't talk about is now that Carolina Beach is included, if it's someone off the bridge, they could park at their house and ride over with one of their friends, right? So, I mean, I know they got to move a car, but, and she was wrong. We actually pay the lease on that property. So we pay for the lease for the park. So it's not like we don't pay anything. And Jimmy's department picks up trash. So it's not like it's 100% free to the town, which I still support. But for the people that are coming off the bridge, if they have to pay for an hour parking or buy a guest pass for their all the Sundays for the year,
now
they're contributing a little bit.
Yeah. Now, there is one thought that they have that they move their cars. That's fallacy. When they go up there, they put that plate into the system. That's a time mark. They could move it all over town if they want to. After 3 hours, if that plate is still up in that lot, whether it's in a different spot or not.
Right.
They're so we need to tell them that because they absolutely don't understand that.
But. Well, there was $2,300 in ticket revenue from 7th Street Park. I was surprised to hear that. But that was the number they gave us, $2,300.
Wow.
Well, I mean,
$35,
that's only 100 cars. It's less than 100 cars.
I wouldn't have thought it'd been that much.
I wouldn't have thought it'd been
that much. 80 over the whole season. That's Yeah.
I mean, actually, you're right.
I'd be curious how many people were using the park or how many people were parking there.
Oh, yeah. They were trying to do the beach in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because you see them going down the street on the weekends.
Yeah.
And they don't do anything and then they get busted.
Now, the only other point is they do the maintenance. I mean, I don't know. It depends. They have about 100 folks. Most of them are from both towns.
Yeah, it wasn't clear how many are...
Right.
I think we need more information from them and more discussion with the disc golf people before we make a decision.
Yeah, and again, I mean, we did at one point suggest that they park at the town hall.
And that's on weekends, that'd be perfect.
On a Sunday?
I don't know that we should suggest that.
I don't think we can control that.
Well, the issue is we don't ticket in town hall right now if someone parks on a Sunday, right?
So,
if they're going to the beach, they will get a ticket.
How do they know that?
You see it. I caught them last year from my office window walking.
Do we have a sign saying no park on a weekend?
You're in the office on Sunday?
Then how do we give them a ticket there?
Oh, yeah, we can.
Some of our bands. Yeah, parts their trailers. We have the oversized vehicles, and we have the concerts, and one of them got a ticket.
What? So they get a ticket from the parking company or from?
All right, no, we charge in the lot.
Yeah, we don't charge in here. So that I don't understand how they did that.
Originally the whole thing was no, it wasn't open because if they do try to park in town, then we're going to be cleaning up all the trash.
No, I'm with you, but we need signs that say no parking except for town business or something.
There were supposed to be signs.
But they never
yeah.
Came.
Yeah, okay, well, we need to fix that.
We'll add signage for that.
So, good, then we shouldn't sign the park here. Good. We just got to make sure we're clear.
I think we need to get some better numbers from the disc golf people and bring that back to council for consideration.
Okay.
But I'm just with their club. If most of their players are in Carolina and Curie Beach and they get a $20 ticket, their club members that are out of town could park at their house and ride over
absolutely.
With them. And then they don't have a problem. And if you make it 4 hours or 5 hours Sunday morning, people on the beach are going to be going down, you know, J Avenue and be at the J Avenue beach access for 4 hours Sunday morning. I know it's only one day a month, so I'm not tied into this, but I just think you start eroding your program, right? Okay. So are you guys going to come back
who wants to take a look at that?
Can I just mention one more thing?
Yeah.
So we wouldn't necessarily have to change the 3-hour free parking at the park. We have the ability to give them codes.
We have to...
We have the ability to give them codes for the first Sunday of every month.
Yeah, and then they could give them out to the people that are from out of town in their club.
But they only work that day that they're
That's right.
From exactly.
They would only need that one day.
Right.
Yeah, so if we could give them a code, that would satisfy them, I think.
Yeah.
And we can set how many uses that code gets and the times that
they're allowed to use it.
Can you also set where it is so they don't go park at the... Yeah. I got free beach day.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's something to consider too. Instead of increasing the hours and making it open to everyone, you're not. You're just giving it to the club members.
So who's going to go talk to them?
Who would like to get back to Candy?
Answered. You can give them to us, and we can get those answers for you.
Good.
Okay.
I don't have any questions. You already said where you guys did. So ask away.
So is the consensus that we allow them codes one Sunday?
Yeah,
a I month?
Think that's a reasonable solution.
Way to do
yeah,
it.
Very good.
Do you got it, Nikki? Well, I guess when you
find out.
When you talk to Candy, you can tell her, Candy, look, we'll look at giving you this many. And they shouldn't go to the people who live on the island because they have access to
they need to buy a pass. They
right.
need to buy a pass.
And if they're not members, then they're just showing up once, they got 3 hours. Because they're not going to stay there to clean up.
Right.
That's why I ask her that question.
Well,
how many
what,
stay to clean
see
up?
See what number and, you get from her of the number of people not in Carolina, a hard number.
A breakdown of their membership. Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked for a motion.
So, if we could, I might make a motion that we table this until next month. Let Nikki get the number from the disc golf folks and come back to us.
That's fair because the program won't start until the
following. It won't start. Yeah.
Okay. Did you say made a motion?
Yes.
Second.
All right, motion and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, now we need a motion to, did we accept the program?
Not yet.
With the changes.
Make a motion to accept the program?
We did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did, that's what I thought. I thought you
okay,
made it.
I'm sorry.
All right. Okay, well that'll close that item. New business is blank this month. Yay. We have a lot of old business going on, but mayor updates, I have none beyond what we talked about tonight. Commissioner updates, Commissioner Ellen?
I think I let y'all know I'll be out of town for 4 days.
Okay.
Going to the field.
All right. Mayor Pro Tem?
Oh, you're looking at me?
Yeah.
Yeah, just real quick, I sent everybody an email this morning with the four engineering firms that presented request for qualifications for the interchange improvements down at Fort Fisher and Kay. There's a scoring sheet, an Excel scoring sheet in that also with the number of points. This is DOT's process, so we'll have to next month, if y'all will get those to me by February 1st, then we'll make a recommendation and approve it and send it to DOT, and then we should be ready to move forward with engineering work on that interchange and those improvements. Yeah. One caveat about NCDOT is that they require these firms to qualify for this, have certain specifications or whether it's signal lights or stormwater or utilities or whatever, right away, different things that are in the process, and they all qualify and all are pre-certified. So these firms are all top-notch. We just got to figure out which one we want to do the work. If you got any questions, give me a call.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that there's a lot of overlap in their subcontractors.
Yeah, it all is. But if y'all would get those to me by February 1st, the score sheets only, then I will total it and we'll make a recommendation for our February meeting.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Commissioner Hagler, any inputs?
No inputs for council. I'll be out of the country from the 22nd until the 30th.
Okay. We'll notify the government.
No, that's fine. I notify
party at David's house. Yeah. While that's going on.
There'll be someone staying there with $2.
Commissioner Panicali.
I forgot to mention, talked about the fire department, that there's a promotion ceremony the other night, and there were three members of the fire department that received promotions. Commissioner Hegler, now Lieutenant Hegler.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
J.D. Lanier and
Gage.
Gage. What's his Gage's last name?
I've seen it spelled, so I can't say it. Brzezinski? Breezy. There
yes.
You. Thank
okay.
you. All, it's all close all. To Blazinski, close yeah. enough that it yeah. messes me up.
Messes you up.
All right. But it was quite a challenge, the testing and memorization, especially for someone of advanced
exactly right.
maturity.
yeah. This advanced physical specimen, too. He's in good shape.
That. Yeah.
Right. Well, you got to be to pass that. I did have one point to mention that on Friday at 10 o'clock, Alan and I Arlen, Mandy are going to meet about legislative priorities. We will come up with a list that we want to take to Representative Charles Miller, send to his office, and we will get that to you. That is due to his office by the 1st, which means we'll not have a meeting, so we will send you and look for your comments on our list and ask you to add whatever you feel should be added to it. Okay.
John?
Do we have a closed session tonight, Mandy?
No, sir.
No. Don't forget John.
Okay.
Started with John.
Oh, you started with John. Sorry, yeah. I missed. Oh, you said no. Sorry.
Okay. So, well, then I'll accept an motion
to adjourn.
I'll
make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll say it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Done.